Your tea about to be rocking. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Welcome to it for your Monday afternoon, and it is a huge show today, guys.
Oh my gosh, Bickers. Massive show.
So weird looking at you in person. I know. You're like a meter away. You're very close.
Where am I meant to go?
I know. It's just a bit, yeah. Having not been in the same room with you for the last like 7 weeks, and now you're literally sitting on my lap. It's a lot.
Do you know what's fun and what I've got to experience in life for the first time?
Yes.
You know, so I traveled, I think, about 40 hours to get here or something. And I imagine this is what it feels like.
What was your layover? 40 hours?
Did you go to the wrong airport or something?
Yeah. I missed a few planes.
Fire America.
Anyway, I'm here. But I feel like, and I don't know why this is feeling, but I feel like we're married. I've done something wrong on the trip that I was on, and now I've come home to my wife who's angry at me, and I'm not sure why.
I mean, to be fair, you've only been here a day and you've already pissed me off. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But that we shouldn't talk about that now, because today it's not about us.
Isn't it?
It's about the big, massive announcement that we have to make to the nation.
Yes.
Something that you can all be involved in. Well, not all of you, but a few.
But some of you. If some of you are wondering what it's like to have Carrie, to travel a long way and then have Carrie angry at you, you too could feel what I'm feeling. And so if you want to know how to experience my life.
Joy. Pure joy.
Stay tuned.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Right, do you know how to talk?
Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bickers.
So good to have you.
Isn't it so good?
I've missed you and your ways. It's good. You know one thing that's really reassuring and lovely, that nothing's, you haven't changed. You know, sometimes when you go away from someone, you're like, what if when I see them again, it feels different? No.
This is so unfair. I have not done anything wrong.
No, of course, never.
Oh, my God.
Mate, you never do anything wrong. Everyone always thinks, oh, you know, Tommy, you're so likable.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Do you want me to just give you a snapshot of my day yesterday?
Are you asking me or the people?
I'm
aware of your day because I was involved in it.
So I caught up with one of my mates from here.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of drinks in the sun. And then I got a message from, I don't know if you've heard of him, Chris, your partner, at 6:22. Do you want to meet at the Lamb and Flag in Marylebone? And I said, yes. And then I started getting messages from Carrie because I did not know that when Chris says, do you want to meet at Lamb and Flag, I'm not allowed to say yes to that.
That's just not true. That's not, yeah.
No? So why are you angry at me?
I'm not angry at you. I know that sounded... I'm not angry at all. I just... Yeah. It makes me laugh a lot. That
These
what,
messages don't sound laughing.
What, okay.
Chris said he is meeting you for a drink. I'll stay with the kids and go to bed. I mean... there's not... No kiss at the end. No smile emoji. No heart. No, welcome to London.
Okay. What was one of the things you were worried about coming to London?
Oh, this is funny. Yes.
What was one of the things you were worried about?
I didn't want to crash your family holiday.
And your first night in London last night, who did you spend the night with?
So sorry.
Answer. Who did you spend the night with?
Well, before Chris, I met another man named Brian for a drink.
My dad.
Your dad.
Tommy had a drink last night with Chris and my dad while I stayed at home with the kids. That's what happened, guys. That's the end of the story. And I wasn't welcome. And
you don't message me.
Mate, I didn't message you because it was your first day there. We were having family time. And I thought, I'll catch you today. I don't want to impede on family time. Plus, I thought, it's your first day here. I'm not going to be like, Tommy, like, we got to catch up.
I would have loved to. I would have. I would have loved to. I was sitting there waiting for someone to invite me to the Flag and Bone, and the only person that did that in your family was your dad and your partner.
And then in the middle of it, you cracked it because I wouldn't tell you the address of our work today.
You didn't tell me where I had to go for work.
Okay, in the middle
morning.
Of it, I said to you, so I had the three kids I was looking after, and I was also feeding my dad before he came to see you. So I was just the one doing all the work while you guys all had your fun. And then you said, where are we meeting tomorrow?
Feeding him sounds like you're putting baby food
into his mouth.
I
made dinner for him.
Why didn't you invite me to dinner?
Because you said you were going out with your friend.
I was with him.
I thought it was a girl.
No.
Anyway, I thought you said you were going out. So I assumed you were busy. You did tell us all that you were going to be coming off a big night out. I didn't realise it was with my family.
No, he had to leave because his baby cracked it. And then all of
he had to leave because his baby cracked it.
Yes. And then all
of
Bickmore
started.
Yes, I know.
He's impeding on everybody's family time.
But then
his wife was at home going, where the hell are you? But then he said to me, where are we meeting tomorrow? Yes. And I assumed...
And then you didn't write back. And then I said, please. And another message.
Weird. It was like a minute later.
It was 20 minutes later.
Because I was looking after the kids. I said to you, I'll meet you out the front of the building. But I thought you knew where we were going. You were just asking, do I come in? Do I meet you inside or outside? And now you're all shitty at me because I didn't send you the address. I'm not your producer, mate.
I'm not shitty. I'm not shitty at you. You're the only person shitty at someone else in this equation. Have we sworn too much?
I reckon.
Anyway, all I asked was, where is...
Good sleep, and I'm ready to present the show for us all.
I had a good sleep.
I look
too.
Forward to catching up at some point.
You said we could go to dinner tonight. Have you bailed?
We'll
on
see.
That? I'll ask you the address, and you won't tell me.
13, 10, meet you out the front.
131060. I don't think I've done anything wrong. I've arrived.
Yeah.
I've dropped
you
my.
Didn't
well, I
think
had a good
about
life in
what
Australia.
What was happening for me?
I had a good life in Australia.
You just assume I was the one at home with the kids.
That's not true. I gave up my life for you, and you couldn't even meet me for a drink. And now you get
someone,
angry.
You know, you can't leave kids home alone. You know that, yeah?
They could have come.
Like, it was 8:30 at night.
I could have come over.
No, oh my god!
Chris started messaging me in like the middle of the day. He was very keen to get away.
I was watching him play cricket. I'd driven an hour and a half into the wilderness to watch him play cricket.
All the more reason
I
you
was
should
exhausted.
Have said, I'm going to the pub. Chris, you look after
I didn't
the
know
kid.
The pub was an option, did I?
Neither, until Chris messaged me. 131060. It's a very simple question. Who's right and who's wrong?
Of course they're going to say you're right. No one ever tells you that your behaviour is wrong.
Well, now you're pleading for last minute votes. Give us a call. I don't know what I'm meant to do with this woman I'm in London with.
131060 is the number. Who's right and who's wrong? It's Carrie and Tommy.
Don't do a last minute sigh.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, live from London, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, who is right and who is
we're
wrong?
We're in the middle of a fight. It's not even a fight, really.
I can't believe we were fighting before I saw you.
It wasn't my fault. None of it was my fault.
I have done nothing wrong.
Tommy spent his first night in London having drinks with my dad and my partner, and I stayed home with the kids, guys.
I spent my first night
the
in London.
Patriarchy, am I right?
I spent my first night in London responding to people who reached out to me.
I didn't reach out because I'm here on a family vacation.
I'm with your family as well. G'day, Joel.
Tommy, I'm in disbelief that you're even asking this question. If you haven't learned by now that women are always right, you've got a lot to learn.
Oh, but that doesn't, Joel, you saying that.
Welcome, Joel. Welcome to the fire. What's Joel
you
done wrong,
Carrie?
You
saying that doesn't actually mean that you think I'm right. It's just the default position. Oh, let the woman be right, Joel. That's BS.
Tommy's stuffed it's up. Tough. He needs to take the accountability here and...
Joel. Firstly, grow a pair. Secondly,
he's on your side.
Joel, you can hang up at any time, mate.
Hang on. You were getting angry at Joel, so I thought we were ganging up on him.
No, actually, he was on my side, wasn't he? Yeah.
But, okay. good stuff, Joel. Hang on. No,
Joel does sound like a man that's had to sit through a few sessions where he's been told.
Oh,
that line, you know, you got to take the accountability. Someone's trained him to say
If you pull
that.
Out the camera a bit from Joel, you can see a woman with a gun to his head as he speaks into his phone calmly. Joel, what have I done wrong? So all that's happened is Carrie's partner, Chris, texted me, said, do you want to come to something called Lamb and Flag? And all I said was yes. Am I meant to say to him, no, not till Carrie says it's okay?
You always need to consult with the women and what they want. And if that's still not enough, just yes. I'm sorry.
Yes, Joel.
I'm just sorry.
Good luck finding those balls wherever they are, Joel.
Oh, Joel. Sue, how are you, Sue?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Sue, I can already tell you what side
I know.
Sue's
same,
on.
Same. What have I done, Sue?
I think Carrie's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, Sue.
I'm sorry. I know I'm a woman and I should stick by the woman's side, but I'm also a married woman who's had small kids and travelled with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know half of Carrie's frustration is probably with her family and being directed in the wrong spot.
Yes.
And I don't believe that Tommy should have to consult Carrie because Carrie is not Tommy's wife.
Thank you,
No, but
Sue.
Don't you think as a good friend, Sue, Tommy should say, hey, what are your plans tonight? I want to leave you having to be the one at home with the kids while we go out. What are you up to? Do you want to come? Isn't that a nice thing to say?
Well, it is, but you're also his friend too, are you not? Could you not have said to him, can you not bother me tonight because I have two kids at home? And
but I didn't know that was happening, Sue.
Sue,
you could have grown some balls too, Carrie, and said to your husband, no, I'm sorry. Yes.
You could have taken Joel's balls. He's not using them.
No, because I'm not a ball breaker, Sue. Instead,
really?
I'm not
my balls
it.
Are
Carrie, but I use my big girl's voice when my husband does something I don't like, and I take it up with my husband and my dad.
Sue, I love you. I'm terrified of you, and I love you.
I don't like the way Carrie gets personal when she doesn't like what she's hearing.
I agree, Sue. Thank you. I agree. Good on you. Thanks, Sue.
You wouldn't survive one day with Tommy. Yeah. Liz.
I don't think I'd survive with Sue. I think she'd eat me alive.
She actually would break you.
And I'd be quite happy about it, too. G'day, Liz.
Hey, how are you going?
It depends on what you've got to say.
Well, actually, I think Carrie's right, but who knew Chris first out of the two of you? This is the big deal breaker. Who knew Chris first?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, did Tommy knew first, sorry?
Me.
Yeah. But Liz, just before we go any further, Chris messaged me and asked me if I wanted to go to...
You're not just a...
But
like,
so,
you
but
can,
so I have to say...
Your,
so
your big boy voice.
So I have to say, to Chris, as an adult... Who's here by myself? I have to say, hang on, I've got to check with Carrie if I'm allowed to go to
the
gym.
How about you guys chat about what am I up to?
How about your friend, Dana? Message between the three of you.
Of course, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, share the love.
We'll start a WhatsApp. Well, you'd love that. There'll be another WhatsApp you don't get back to.
Oh my God, it's going to another. Are we done? I mean, obviously our whole radio show.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from London.
Oh, yeah. And Bickers, we have a massive announcement. It's certainly the biggest thing that our show has done this year.
Oh, I reckon it's one of the biggest things we've ever done.
When's it happening? When are we telling people?
We are going to announce it next.
Oh, God.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from London for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this is so exciting. You're in London.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in London. Mm-hmm. And for the first time in it feels like forever years, we can not only talk about travel, dream about travel, but we can actually visit other parts of the world. And the great news is it's not just me and you that get to do it.
Australians are being urged to stay at home.
Reimpose stage 3 stay at home restrictions. Staying at home.
Border is closed.
travel, concerts, even people. For a little while there, it felt like we might not see any of them ever again. But now, Carrie and Tommy are bringing together all three in a big way. Did you hear about Carrie Bickmore? She ran away to London to see a concert with her friend Tommy Little. And you could be headed there too.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And Sharon. And you. Tommy are headed to Wembley Stadium to see Ed Sheeran live in London. And we've got a plane load of seats for you to join us. Head to London with Carrie and Tommy. Download the listener app to enter. Then get on the standby list all day while you work.
Everybody sing it out.
Bad habits lead to nice and then alone.
And if Carrie and Tommy call you back from 3 p.m.
Hello.
Flights, accommodation and tickets to Ed Sheeran live in London are all yours.
Nice.
Head to London with Carrie and Tommy.
Over the castle.
Next week.
Two stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles turning up, and when I'm in your eyes, yeah. Let you fight. We'll keep turning up and go on.
Catch Ed Sheeran on tour Feb 2023. All the details, frontiertouring.com.au.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, how exciting!
Do you know that made me quite emotional?
Yeah, me too.
It's going to make me tear up now, remembering when we used to get told we had to stay home all the time, and now we can leave our house and leave the country and travel the world. And I can speak from experience to say it is a wonderful, freeing thing to be able to do, and I can't wait to bring people with us.
Because we're going to load up a plane full of people, our gorgeous listeners, bring them over here. They get to have the trip of a lifetime, get to see Ed Sheeran live in concert.
Our mate.
If you want to get involved... I mean, entries open in a week, right? You need to download the listener app. Make sure you search Carrie and Tommy. But right now, we'd love to hear from you, 131060. If you've got a desperate plea to why you should be on the shortlist, maybe what you'd bring to the party, maybe a reason we need you to be over here to make this
maybe
trip.
Maybe you just want to come party with us. Oh my we're fun.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh, we are. Or even...
Nothing better than even, someone saying, we're fun.
Or even if you just want to come over here and have a drink with Carrie's partner, Carrie's dad... And then wonder why you're getting angry text messages.
I can look after your kids, whatever.
Give us a call, 131060. We'll chat to you next.
It is all thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. That is an Ed Sheeran mashup. Catch Ed Sheeran on tour Feb 2023. All the details at frontiertouring.com.au, guys.
And Bickers, we are sitting here live in London. And the most exciting part, it is not just us. We are bringing a plane load of listeners for the trip of a lifetime.
Go ahead, London.
80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Oi, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it out.
Bad habits.
Head to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
Woo-hoo-hoo, guys, you're coming to London with us.
And your English
Kylie,
accent.
How much do you want to come?
Oh, my God, I'm shaking. I've been on hold for about 5 minutes, and every inch of my being is shaking, guys. This is amazing. We love you guys so much.
Hey,
it's
hey, Kylie.
And my husband and my son in the car, and we're never all usually together. And
oh. Kylie, which Harry, bit? Which?
When you got teary before, I was like, oh my God, we were both crying going, ah! Sorry, I'll let you
No, Kylie, you're right. Which bit about the trip excites you the most? Is it just the fact that you get to travel? Is it London? Is it Ed? Is it all?
No, it's all of it. We love you guys. We love Ed. We love traveling. We haven't been out of the country since lockdown. We love to party. This is like the ultimate. We would love it.
Well, I mean, I just want to give you the chance to come now, Kylie. I just want to be able to tell you that you're coming on the plane with us now. But, Kylie, you have to enter, okay? Because one of the things I learnt when I entered the world of radio is literally if you enter these things, you can win. Like, yes, there is a chance you could be coming with us, Kylie, to London. And the way you need to enter is to download the listener app.
And then search Carrie and Tommy and just fill out the form there, Kylie. There's going to be a couple of simple questions, and they're easy questions. They're things like, Kylie, what is your favourite Ed Sheeran song?
Oh, I love Bad Habit. Love Bad Habit. And the duet that he does with Taylor Swift, I love that one too. I can't think of what it's called.
See?
And then there's a question like, who do you prefer, Carrie or Tommy?
Right. Oh, that's
all right, Kylie. You don't have to.
He's always coming home going, oh, did you hear Tommy today?
They all are. Kylie, we hope to see you there. Say hi to the fam.
I hope so, guys. It'll be so good to party with you guys. Thank you so
bless
much
you, Kylie.
For the opportunity, and great to talk to you both.
Thank you, legend. G'day, Shay.
Hello, how are you guys going?
Look, I'm good. How are you?
I am amazing. How's London?
Have you enough about us? Have you already entered?
I have not entered, but I am ready.
Okay, make
sure. What are you most excited about, Shay?
Well, I've actually never been overseas. I'm almost 22.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! You need to come with us, Shay.
I've got a tip for you, which I learned for the first time because it's the first time since the pandemic that I've travelled. I always get to a country and I withdraw some local currency because I go, well, I need to have cash on me.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere accepts cash anymore.
No.
So I've got a wallet full of pounds that are useless.
So bring a card? Is that what you're saying to Shay?
Just a little old thing called tap and go, Shay.
That's the best.
It'll blow your mind. Yeah.
Good luck, Shay. All the best. Anna, are you pumped?
Hello.
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 Well, it's going to be a fun trip together, Anna.
Anna, if you win, who are you bringing?
My husband. And not the kids.
No, okay. You need a spell from them, do you?
Just so we know for kind of well-being, how old are the kids that you're leaving behind and abandoning?
12 going on, he thinks he's 16, and a 3-year-old. Yep. So.
Oh, the 12-year-old.
I thought you said an 83-year-old. No. I was like, what?
Well, there's a long time between drinks.
Anna, how much do you love Ed?
Oh, so much. My husband and I had him at our wedding, not at our wedding, we wish.
That's a good bet. Yeah. Can't believe he turned up.
I can't even get dinner with him.
The radio station, if that was the case. No, we had him play a lot of music at our wedding. And then... funny thing, on our anniversary, we stayed at this bougie hotel place that had an in-ground spa. And when we're listening to it, we had the candle lit that actually said, "I'll light your world on fire." And we're relaxing, and then my husband dips his head in the water just slightly, leans back, and his head lights on fire from the candle. Oh. So... yeah, a lot of memories with Ed.
Anna, I mean, I think on the entry form it is 25 words or less, but I still love the story. But how did he put his head out of fire? Because famously they always say in a spa, don't put your head under.
Well, I was in shock, so I was just kind of pointing at him, not really saying anything. And he's like, oh, my head. And then he did just dip it under the water. He had a bit of a bald patch.
Or did he say, ah, my Ed?
That's good.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and this afternoon they are live from London. Still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
Yes, we're back together.
Yes.
After a period of time apart, and oh, isn't it glorious?
It was the loneliest time of my life.
You're right. You've been here a day and we're already fighting.
Yes, but you're doing the fighting. I'm just copping it.
Get out the violins. Hey, coming up later in the show, I've seen what you say yes. you're going to talk about later yes. in the show. I don't think you can talk about any of those things.
Which words? The
all of them. Are you going to insert other words?
So you I picked think a because collection I, of words that you can't say and then combine them all together.
Well, it was an illegal setting, but I don't think I was doing the...
You've got a story about what happened to you on Saturday night.
Yes.
But I think between now and then, you're going to have to work out another way of saying all of
okay.
that.
Okay, what are other
I've read
words
that and that
for...
cut. Yeah, okay. You work that out.
Okay.
Up next,
Gary,
I'm going to take you back 20
oh.
years.
Oh!
Gary and Tommy.
Becky Hill and David Guetta. That is Remember for your Monday afternoon. It's Gary and Tommy live from London, the Savo.
Talk about remembering, because you're taking us back.
Well, I said I was taking you back 20 years. Mm. I was taking you back to my final year of school, which I've now done the math, and it was 25 years ago, which is so mortifying.
25 years.
That's not possible, is it? I can't be that old.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
But no, it is 25 years. Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
It's more of your life
24
has gone
years,
by
23 years. Yep.
Than the whole time you're at school. Like, if you remember how long
yes.
school felt,
yeah.
You've done another whole
thank you.
Time of that.
Sounded like, so well,
you're
bro.
Not that much younger, I just want to point out. You are 20 years since you left school. It's more accurate. Do you remember what you wrote in your yearbook?
Oh, I don't think we had that.
Didn't you?
Like the American-style college
yes.
thing? No, we wouldn't have had that.
We had one. I'm sure I've told you before what I wrote in mine. I'll bring you mine yep. in a minute. But I've just seen online a collection of people posting what was in their yearbook when they were at school and pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
And it has really made me laugh. You think it's so funny as a kid. But these people are quite funny. Like, mine is not funny. Mine's mortifying. But Bard Barbie here, he wrote...
Bard Barbie? Bard Barbie?
I think his name's Antonio Bardini. He's given a Bard Barbie quote, which is if you
What's
don't...
Bard Barbie?
I don't
Am
know.
I the only one not understanding the words you're saying? Like a barbecue?
Look, or... Bard Barbie. That's his name, isn't it? That's the name of the person this Antonio is quoting.
Okay.
He says, if you don't like where you are in life, move. You ain't a tree.
Is that from Bard Barbie?
It's true, though. You ain't a tree. Move, you know?
He's quoting a rapper. Is it Bad Barbie? Is that how we're meant to say his name? Are we making Bad Barbie a Middle Eastern man called Bahard? I believe this is from Bahard Barbie.
Then there's Amanda Taggart, who has written, I look better than the person next to me, smiley face, and then poor Vincent next to
him. Oh.
Then we've got Christian. I love Christians. Christian says, I started high school with straight A's. Now I'm not even straight. Oh, no, now we're back to Bard Barbie again. Oh, Adam.
Bard.
Adam Wan has said, yes. another Wan bites the dust.
That's good.
And then there's Carrie Bickmore.
Oh. Hang on, are they people you went to school with?
No.
Oh.
So they're fun American people. This is me. So I'll just set the scene with a pic. I'll remind you, I'm sure you've seen this, but just...
Look at that. Look at that striking young woman. You look like Ollie.
I know, poor kid.
I would have said, no, Ollie's a dashing-looking young man.
Yes, I was a dashing-looking
yes,
young man
a
as
dashing
a teenager.
Young boy.
So I was vice dance captain, as we know, and it says ambition is to win an Oscar before Brooke.
Before Brooke?
You're my friend.
Still on the cards, then.
I won a Logie. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. What's Brooke got? Nothing.
And
where's Brooke now?
Oh, Brooke's doing great.
Thanks. I thought you were going to say she's dead and I was about to feel so bad.
Didn't need to go so dark.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, she's not so high.
But
Brooke.
Guys, year 12, my prize possession was Eddie my Teddy.
Haven't we seen photos? Isn't this when you were dating that 65-year-old man? And you had a teddy. What a weird
Eddie,
combination that
my
is.
My teddy. I want to crawl
Yeah, but
up
and that, oh. I thought the man on your arm was more embarrassing. Brian's peer
hey,
that
we
you were going
all cool
out
at
with.
School, all right, mate?
What do you mean? You were dating a guy who drove what appeared to be a...
Oh, here we go. This is Bard this is Bad Barbie. Oh no, you pronounced you pronounce it Bad Baby from Dr. Phil.
Is this the one that made the fortune of OnlyFans?
Catch me outside.
Bad
yeah,
baby.
Catch me outside. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh yeah, catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, I can't believe you had a teddy in year 12.
My ambition was to win an Oscar, though.
To swap
not
the
far
teddy.
Off.
Would you hand in the teddy when you got the gold statuette?
I'd go on the same little, you know. In my bookcase, there'd be Teddy and there'd be the Oscar.
Can we chat to adults who have teddies and we decide whether that's fine?
Sonda. Producer Sonda has an entire collection of soft toys on her bed.
Not fine. Can we chat to some others as well?
What would happen if you got...
If I came home to a woman's house and she had teddies on
the bed?
Yeah,
I think you'd be okay if
I'd
it was a girl.
I'd say, damn it, I'm in Sonda's house again.
I think it's okay if it's a woman.
No, it's not.
I think maybe it is.
Nah. No, no. If I come home to someone's house and you've got teddies on the bed... I'm leaving.
I bet you don't.
I am. 4 minutes later, I'm leaving.
13, 10, 60, you've got a teddy on your bed. I just got that. Yeah, a bit late.
Ironically, 4 minutes later, you got it. Give us a call. Oh, my God.
Have you seen it's like
Bad Barbie as well?
13, 10, 60.
Adults with teddies.
Adults with teddies. Discuss.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And on 13, 10, 60, you're an adult that owns a teddy.
Mm.
Yep, because we looked back at our yearbook photos and mine says my prized possession from my final year at school was Eddie my teddy.
Eddie the teddy. Which is for a 17-year-old, 18-year-old. So disturbing. Because, again, didn't you have a boyfriend then, and wasn't he that guy that looked seriously 60?
He didn't look 60.
Sonda and I...
Retrospectively, people look different ages, you know.
He looked illegal. Yeah. It certainly looked... Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is...
No, but he did.
But it
carry.
Did. He really it did.
Was very concerning. Yeah.
And especially when you've got him on one arm and a teddy on the other. It's like a kid's taking granddad out for a walk and won't let go of a teddy.
Owen, are you an adult with a teddy?
I sure am.
And Owen, where do you keep it? Is it to sleep with? What's it for?
Sleep with and just have it on the bed.
Okay.
Okay. And when did you get this teddy, Owen?
Probably about, 3 or 4 years ago now.
Oh, yeah. Did you get given it as a gift?
No, I built it myself. My friend got me to go into Build-A-Bear.
Is that a good friend, Owen? What's your teddy's name?
Max.
Okay. And if you bring a new partner home, do you hide the teddy or?
Nah, I'm all open with it.
Okay. Because your people, anything you want to chat?
Well, it's hard to put my 40-year-old brain back into how I felt at 17 when I said, Eddie, my teddy was my prized possession, because Owen may feel differently about this in decades to come.
Did you get Eddie when you were a kid?
I had mine from when I was like born or one or two.
Oh, so you don't think this is the same?
No, I didn't build my bear, but build a bear is fun. I take the kids there occasionally.
Okay.
But they're much smaller.
Okay. You can't turn on your own community because...
I'm not there, but hold on. Yes. I'm not an adult, grown adult now with teddies. I was a kid back then.
You were finished school and you were dating a 70-year-old man.
Tony, are you a grown human with teddies?
I am.
Good on your tone. How many teddies you got?
I reckon there'd be about 100 around my house.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. Have you been collecting them your whole life?
Look, pretty much, but probably a bit later on I've got more. I've given, like, my kids have, I've got some of my kids there, and one in particular, I lost a baby when I was 20, and I had bought the baby a teddy bear, and when I lost the baby, I kept that teddy bear, and it's in immaculate condition. And she sits up on the top of the pelmet, and I'm nearly 63 now.
And Tony, do they give you a bit of comfort, Tone?
I love them. I don't actually have them on the bed, or I don't cuddle them. Mm. But you know, they're all like, I've got a teddy bear that's a doggy, a real cute, fluffy doggy, and, you know, heart-shaped teddy bear, you know, so you get them for Valentine's Day or this or that, you know, different types of teddy bears that are just really cute that you just don't want to part with. And I don't really name them or anything like that, most of them. But, my son, I've given my son's become brain damaged and disabled in the last 10, 12 years. He's 33 now, and we've given him teddies for different, you know, birthdays or Christmas, whatever. My daughter and I still buy each other teddy bears. So, yeah, we're a bit of a teddy bear liking family.
Good on you, Tony. Hey, Tony, do you ever turn on a bear? Is there ever one that you see sitting around and you think, actually, I've had enough of the way you look at me, or do you love them all equally?
Yeah, I just love them all equally, but I know that over the years my daughter's had to move a few times and she's had to downgrade her teddy size. So the amount of teddies that we've had to actually throw out over the years is many more than the amount that we have now.
Keep collecting, Tony. Good on you.
I nearly called you Teddy there, Tony. G'day, Michaela.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, it's been an emotional roller coaster, to be honest. Have you got teddies?
I sure do. I have about 50, but I have 4 human-sized teddies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the big ones, like you win at, like, the fairs and stuff.
Yeah, those big ones, yeah.
And are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Not with a teddy.
Yeah, that's right.
No, not with a teddy.
No, how does your partner feel about your big teddies?
Oh, well, you know, I tell him, you know, if you don't want to sleep on the bed with the teddies, you know where the lounge is.
Oh, my God. And so how many, is there 6 of you in the bed?
Sorry, what was that?
Is there nothing? It's okay.
Roll over.
Hey, no, I thought, is there 6, have you got 4 full-size teddies?
There's 4 in the bed, there's 6 in the bed.
No, I don't know the nursery rhyme well enough to make a joke.
I think we're done. Okay. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from London, the Savo.
Oh, yes, and Bickers. I arrived late on Saturday night here, and I found myself being led down many corridors and into what I believe was a hive of criminal activity. Anyway, I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I arrived into London town late on Saturday night, and I reckon by the time I kind of got to my hotel and showered, it was maybe like 11 at night.
Yeah, so
and
you tucked yourself in, had a little cup of tea,
yes,
did what we all do.
Of course.
Tuck yourself in for a good night rest so you're ready to fire the next morning.
Yes, I thought about that.
Yeah.
And instead I put my jacket on and I went out to see what the night had in store.
With who? A friend.
I was just going to get some food because I thought I've sat on a plane for so long. I don't just want to sleep now. I'm going to walk it off.
Right.
And I was walking around and I was trying to find a place that was open for dinner. I went into like 2 different places and their kitchen had just shut. And then the strangest thing happened to me. A man in a top hat and tails who would have been no bigger than maybe 2.5 foot tall. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Hello." And it was just me and him in this back alley.
Oh.
And I said, "Hello." And he said, "Would you like to come in?" And I said, "Do you serve food?" And he kind of shrugged and said, "Sure." Like, didn't say
so
yes.
He definitely doesn't serve food.
And so he shrugged and he went, "Sure, follow me." And I went, "Okay." And so now I'm following this dude down. He's top hat and tails. And I think there must be this tiny restaurant down there, right? I get down there. Music is thumping, like absolutely thumping, like
everyone eating
hard. No one there. No one there.
Oh, there's no one in there.
No one there except 2 women sitting on a table over that side. The walls are all carpeted. It's like a
carpeted.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's a DJ. There's a full bar. There's me sitting at a table with a knife and fork in front of me. Music's so loud I can't even like hear the dude. And then there's women over there. And then I started
trying to chat to those women because they were taking a photo. I'm like, just waved. And I said, do you want me to take a photo? And then I took a photo. And I said, what are you guys doing here? And they said, oh, we're just waiting for this guy, right? And I was like, okay. And then a head stuck out from a little room. And they said, are you waiting for this guy? And they said, yeah, apparently he's not too far off, right?
What's this guy?
Well, then two more men came down the stairs. And the waiter guy said to them, he's going to be here in a few minutes.
Who's the guy?
Well, so now I'm sitting there, right?
You're also
and
waiting
I've
for
ordered,
the guy.
I'm waiting for whoever this man is to come to all these people. And I've ordered a mixed grill. And so I'm sitting there with my mixed grill and a bowl of fries. And so I picked up my bowl of fries and I walked around to the other people saying, do you guys want some fries? And then this man arrived. And how do I paint the picture of him? You know how you wear a bum bag? So
yeah,
does he.
He's wearing it for different reasons.
So does he.
Yeah.
And he visits all these people.
Oh, my God. You were in the middle of illegal activity.
I was in a drug den eating a mixed grill and fries. Music's blaring. And he's opened me.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Just dealing to these people. And I'm just putting my little lamb cofter in my mouth.
And then you hightailed it out there.
And then I just sat there. Well, then, because they all scored and it left. So I'm now in a room by myself.
With your mixed grill.
Yes.
And some music. Did you have a dance?
I had a dance, obviously, yes.
I'm a survivor.
All by myself. And I paid and I told you here no one accepts cash.
Yes.
This place does. this place wouldn't accept card. They were so confused at what my
purpose was.
Yeah, what my purpose was. But also
grill.
That someone had eaten. He was like, you had the grill. And I said, yes.
Like a front? The mixed grill is just.
I think I ordered the first and last ever meal that place has ever served. And you know, it was strange. So by the time I finished, they were gone. Everyone's gone. There was only one person. They turned the music off.
Oh.
There was only one person. And the man at the front, the little fella in the top hat and tails, was gone. And I got back out into the street. And it was closed and gone.
Wow.
131060.
What are you doing?
Where did you end
up? Have a mixed grill on your own.
Yeah. And if I'd said to someone, where have you just been? I'd say, down that, a man in a top hat and tails took me downstairs to a drug den and I had a mixed grill. They'd say that didn't happen. Give us a call, 131060. Where did you find yourself overseas? Where did you get led? What little den did you end up in? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from London. And on 131060, where did you end up overseas?
Yeah, I met a bloke in an alley wearing a top hat and tails.
And all you wanted was a feed.
And I wanted a feed. And he said, do you want to come inside? And I said, okay.
I think the telltale sign was when you said, do you serve food? And he said.
He shrugged.
Sure.
He shrugged and went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then multiple drug deals were going on around me.
While I had my mixed grill.
And then offered people fries and wondered why they didn't want to eat them. Around me. G'day, Mel.
Hi.
Where'd you end up overseas, Mel?
I was in India. So I was looking for pashminas, just wanting to buy them. And I must have been looking like I was looking. This little old man found me and said, what do you want? I'm like, pashminas. He's like, come with me. So I was like, okay. Ended up going down these lanes and up some stairs and down some more lanes. And I was thinking, I could have made a mistake. What am I going to do? I was like,
isn't it funny that you keep following Mel?
Yeah.
No, at no point, like your gut's saying to you, stop following, but you keep going, don't you?
Well, I thought I might just have to push him down the stairs, like if it got too bad.
Oh my gosh.
I know, yeah. I was getting a bit like, So he took me to this place, we opened the door and it was this amazing warehouse of pashminas. So he did the right thing. And then he sat and waited and he said, I'll take you back to your hotel. I was like, sweet.
So that's service.
I know.
So
right?
Mel, yes. Mel, just so I recap the story, is you were looking for pashminas, yep. And then a man took you
And you found pashminas. More than you bargained for.
I did, and I didn't have to push him down the stairs. So life is good.
Gosh, it's funny what goes through your mind of all the ways that you're planning your escape.
I know. And this poor man, and you'd push him down the stairs, and then with his last breath, he'd open a door to reveal all the pashminas that he's taken you to. Thanks, Mel.
Sarah, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, are we there? Are you there, Sarah? We lost you.
Oh, gosh.
Lee, what happened when you're overseas?
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
Well, I was at a, I was in Thailand and I was heading to a strip club with a group of friends. And again, we were led down a back alley, up some stairs, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, where are we going? But again, yes, we followed, like Harry was saying. And yes, when we got in there was other tourists there and there was a strip show. So we're like, oh yeah, okay, no problem. Then at the end of the show, they closed the doors, they locked the doors, these big men came from nowhere and the lights came on and they wanted all our money and jewelry. It was terrifying.
And when you gave them your money, did they start taking their clothes off?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Before we go any further, I have some great news for you guys. This is your first show together over in London, right?
Yes.
Well,
sorry, we're quiet because we're not sure what's happening and we're waiting for you to...
I hope the huge news was more words because you just stopped speaking.
Okay.
What have you organised for us? Yeah, it was. Huge news for you guys.
It was like you just cleared your throat, got to the lectern and then went, guys, and then nothing else.
I was expecting a big round of applause.
From who? Us? No. About the news we don't know?
Oh, my gosh. So, are you going to have a baby?
Why did you go straight to baby?
Because do you actually have huge news?
No.
Bro, you'd make such a great dad. This is so exciting.
Okay, this is weird. He's not really having a baby, and that's not what he's about to tell us.
No, so, guys, over in London at the moment, you guys are all running up to the Jubilee, right? Well, Tommy's not, but
Carrie really
cares.
I can't believe he thought he was going to have a baby. He's going to talk to us about the Jubilee.
I know. I thought maybe he was getting choked up, and that's why I couldn't speak.
I actually am more excited about this.
He's a monarchist through and through. Yes, what?
There's a British pub chain that is offering punters 6p pints, 11 cents Australian.
Yes.
I don't drink beer, but woo. Is this when the applause is meant to come in?
Sick.
I'll get 6p pints, bro.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, a bit of wicked. Enthusiasm.
Yeah, what is the chain?
Sweet. So you go to
it'll
Green
be called,
King
It'll be
Pub.
Called the Dick and Whistle or some, you know, the Porcupine and the Hamster.
Green King Pubs is what you're looking for. And all you have to do is use the code word, which is 1952, the year that the Queen started her reign.
Amazing.
Jesse, what day is this available?
Today only, mate. Better get in there.
On Monday.
Yep.
This is perfect because we knock off work at 9 a.m. here.
See? I hope his baby announce goes better than this. Good luck when you've got real news for us, Jess.
I liked it, Jesse.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
It's just a tip for next time. When it's just telling us there's a pub with cheap beer, I wouldn't lead in with, guys, huge news.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.